Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 15th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. With that, let's talk about diaries. We do have one about fake Verizon emails. The one thing that kind of intrigued me about these emails, and we got a couple of users that submitted them, is how close they are to the original. In the diary, you will see two images. One is a screenshot of the email as received from Verizon, so the authentic version, and one is the fake version. You really can't tell the two apart. There are some subtle differences. The fake version does not include the last four digits of the account number, but probably people would miss that. I probably would miss it. I don't know those emails that close. And then the amount, that's sort of what tipped me off, is very large. Like, typically these emails are for your monthly Verizon bill, so $100 or so, but these fake ones, they're like $1,200 typically. So I think they're trying to scare you into clicking. For myself, yes, I do have a Verizon account and I don't really read those emails. I just delete them. But then the fact that you see a large sum like this may make you click on the link. And of course, the link leads you straight to a black hole exploit kit that will then try to install the SUSE bot on your system. Interestingly, the HTML files that you usually end up with are named VERI, so the first four letters of Verizon.html. I think these fake emails make great exhibits for example, an awareness program, or so if you're trying to tell users how difficult it can be to distinguish a benign email from a fake email and how they have to be really careful with any email they receive. And then we got security advisories and patches from VMware. Affects pretty much all products, all virtualization products, Player, Workstation, Fusion, ESX, and ESXi. The more severe of the exploits allows a guest to actually break out and affect the host. Now, in order to do that, the guest has to have the ability to actually load checkpoint files, which typically only administrator of the guest can do. But then what you're trying to protect yourself with various virtualized systems is sometimes just the scenario where someone took over one of the virtual guests and is now trying to affect the rest of your virtual infrastructure. The second one is a denial of service attack. I don't really see that one as this sort of overly serious. So certainly a patch that you do want to apply for the first vulnerability it patches. And then we got a patch for PHP. It fixes a security issue with the descrypt function. So if you're using those, you probably want to check on that. And also heap overflow in FAR. And the Honeynet project came out with a real nice new tool, the Ghost USB Honeypot. This is software that emulates a USB storage device. And essentially, this software waits for someone to actually copy data to it. So if some malware is trying to spread itself via USB sticks, this Ghost USB Honeypot will get infected by it. And then, of course, you'll be able to detect these infections, as nobody is really supposed to use this. I can see this to be very helpful, in particular on shared systems and such, you know, where you are more likely to have various malware being installed on the system, as really sort of a nice trigger also to detect whether or not malware is running on the system and whether it tries to spread via USB sticks. Only problem right now, it's in its early development and only available for 32-bit Windows XP. So there is no Vista or Windows 7 version at this point. And we have another indictment against a member of Lulzsec. Now, this indictment comes from the FBI against Ryan Cleary out of England. Now, he is already under arrest in England for about a year for some attacks that he did against a British website. This new indictment alleges that he participated, for example, in the attack against the PBS Frontline show and the Fox Fox Entertainment, X Factor, and Sony. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.